Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The conspiracy against Nick Reiner is real. Wait a second. I'm going to explain. It's just not how Nick sees it. Okay? Sources with direct knowledge have told TMZ in the last days that Nick Reiner knows he killed his parents. He reportedly admits it. The evidence is there. And according to those sources, he's telling people he did it. But here's where it gets even more interesting. He's reportedly not understanding why he's in jail. He believes, allegedly, that he genuinely believes, according to these sources, that his incarceration is part of a conspiracy against him. A conspiracy. What does that mean? Let's get into this, huh? So I've been sitting with that for a few days now, kind of turning it over, trying to figure out why it bothers me so much. And then it hit me. He's right. There is a conspiracy, just not the one he thinks. And we're going to get into this. And I want to get your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Love to hear that there. Or on Substack. Join us for free over there right now. Comment directly with me here in the studio on our Substack. The link is in the description. It's hiddenkillers.substack.com. For 32 years, every system Nick Reiner touched conspired to protect him from consequences. The money conspired. The rehabs conspired. The family conspired. The doctors conspired. The treatment facilities that cashed checks and released him after 30 days conspired. Everyone around Nick Reiner entered into an unspoken agreement to keep him comfortable, to keep him afloat, to keep him from ever hitting a bottom hard enough to actually change anything. By his own admission in an interview, when talking about the bullshit movie he made. When did you hit rock bottom? The answer, he didn't. It's all been rock bottom. That's not how that works. Now, that's just you maintaining your little pirate ship of drug-addled addiction. Sailing through peaceful waters is what that is. That ain't you sinking to rock bottom. That's you sailing through life with addiction and nobody stopping you. And you not choosing to actively participate in your own recovery. More than 18 rehab stays, exposed in interviews, exposed on podcasts. He talked openly about manipulating the system, about staying just long enough to get clean so he could get out and use again. He talked about going 10 rounds in his guest house, punching out walls while spun out on uppers. He talked about being homeless in Maine and New Jersey and Texas, sleeping on the streets because he refused to follow the programs his parents were paying for. I mean, just that level of entitlement. Someone else is paying for your own treatment. That's a luxury 99.9% of the population does not have. He had it, and he still fucked that up. And every single time that he screwed it up, someone caught him. Someone rescued him. Someone wrote another check. Someone gave him another chance. That's the conspiracy, Nick. The conspiracy was the allowance that kept coming. The conspiracy was the guest house on your parents' property where you could live rent-free while your brain rotted. The conspiracy was doctors who changed your medication because you complained about gaining weight. Because even your vanity mattered more than your stability. And sobriety. Oh, you're gaining. Well, that sucks. At least you're not where you were, or worse. The conspiracy was a family so beaten down by decades of your chaos that they'd grown used to it. Those are the words a family associate used with the New York Times. Grown used to it. It's something so many families have already experienced. And if you're watching this, and I know we've reached a lot of people, God bless you. I understand where you're coming from. You grow used to it, it becomes the norm, and you don't realize how used to it, how abnormal that is until you're out of the environment in which this is the norm. Your father getting into a loud argument with you at a Christmas party didn't even register as unusual anymore because everyone had grown used to it. That's not enabling, that's surrender. That's a family that stopped believing things could get better and just started hoping they wouldn't get worse. The conspiracy was every single person who looked at you and saw a sick man instead of a dangerous one. Every person who treated your addiction as a disease and ignored that your addiction was just a symptom of something darker. Every expert who said you needed 30 days when you needed 30 years. Every doctor who believed you when you said the meds were working. Every family member who let you back in their house after you'd already proven 100 times that you couldn't be trusted there. That's the conspiracy, Nick. And you were the beneficiary of it your entire life. But here's the thing about conspiracies. They only work as long as everyone's on the same page. They only hold together as long as the incentives align. And on December 14th, 2025, in a bedroom in Brentwood, you allegedly shattered the one thing that was holding the whole operation together. You killed the people who were running your conspiracy. Rob and Michelle Reiner were the center of the conspiracy. They were the ones writing the checks. They were the ones keeping you housed. They were the ones showing up at premieres with you 3 months before they were found stabbed to death, pretending everything was fine, hoping this time would be different, believing that love could fix what love had never been able to fix, and they're gone. And suddenly, for the first time in your life, the conspiracy has flipped. Now everyone is conspiring to do what nobody could do before. Hold your ass accountable. Your high-profile attorney walked away. Your family isn't paying for your defense. Your siblings reportedly don't even want the death penalty, not because they've forgiven you, but probably because they're too exhausted to want anything anymore except for this to be over. The public defender assigned to your case met you for 30 seconds before your hearing. The DA's office put Habib Belain on the case, the same prosecutor who handled Menendez and Durst. They're not playing games with you, Nick. They're not giving you another chance. They're not writing another check. And that probably does feel like a conspiracy to you. When you spent your entire life being rescued, accountability feels like persecution. When you've never faced a consequence that money couldn't erase, consequences feel like cruelty. When every system you've ever touched has bent itself around your needs, the system finally working the way it's supposed to feels kind of like the system being rigged against you. Now, doesn't it? Oh, sorry about that. But here's what I need you to understand, and I need everyone listening to understand this too. Nick Reiner is not unique. He's not special. He's not some tragic figure caught in circumstances beyond his control. Nick Reiner is what happens when resources replace boundaries. He's what happens when love becomes a blank check. He's what happens when a family has so much money that so much access and so much desperation that they can insulate their sick child from reality for 3 decades until reality kicks down the door and demands payment in blood. The TMZ doc that just came out had experts saying Nick should have been contained during the period when his medication was being changed. Should have been. Wasn't. Why? Well, that's a whole other problem. Because you can't force an adult into treatment. You can't lock someone up for being unstable. You can only watch. You can wait and hope. And the Reiners watched for 32 years. They waited for 32 years. They hoped for 32 years. And then they died. So yeah, Nick, there's a conspiracy. You're right about that. But the conspiracy wasn't against you. The conspiracy was for you. And it worked beautifully, right up until the moment you allegedly destroyed the only two people who were willing to keep it going. Now you're in a jail cell. Now your meds still aren't right, and the doctors are trying to figure it out. Now you're in high observation housing, otherwise known as jail. Because they're not sure what you'll do to yourself. Now you're facing 2 counts of first-degree murder with special circumstances. Now the death penalty is on the table, even if your family doesn't want it. The state might. And you reportedly don't understand why. That's the saddest part, honestly. Not that this happened. Not that 2 people who loved you more than you deserved are dead, but that after everything, after all the chances, after all the money, after all the interventions and the rehabs and the medications and the guest houses and the premieres where everyone smiled for the camera, after all of it, you still reportedly don't understand that actions have consequences. You still think you're the victim, or at least that's what you want the rest of the world to believe, so they think you're crazy, that you're insane, and you can't possibly participate in your own defense. Keep going with that one. You still think this is happening to you, instead of because of you. And maybe that's the mental illness talking. Maybe the schizoaffective disorder has so thoroughly scrambled your ability to perceive reality that you genuinely cannot connect cause and effect. Maybe you really don't understand, but I don't think so. I think you understand exactly what happened that night. I think you checked into that Santa Monica hotel after what reportedly occurred because you knew you needed to get away from the scene. I think you wandered around Los Angeles for 24 hours because you were trying to figure out your next move. I think you bought that drink at a gas station because you were thirsty and you had enough presence of mind to walk into a store and make a purchase. I think the conspiracy narrative is the same thing you've always done. I think it's manipulation. And I think it's the final play of a man who's run out of options and knows that crazy is the only card he's got left. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a jury will look at the evidence and decide that Nick Reiner truly didn't know what he was doing. Maybe the insanity defense will work. Maybe he'll spend the rest of his life in a state hospital instead of a prison. And maybe that's even the right outcome. But I'll tell you this. If it does work, it won't be because Nick Reiner was too sick to know right from wrong. It'll be because the conspiracy continues. It'll be because even now, even after everything, the system is still finding ways to protect Nick Reiner from the consequences of his actions. And Robin Michelle will still be dead, and their older children will still be destroyed, and nothing will have changed except the address where Nick Reiner sleeps at night. That's the real conspiracy, and it's been running for 32 years. The only question now is whether it finally ends, or whether Nick Reiner finds a way to beat the system one more time. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube or on our Substack. You can find the link to our Substack in the description. It's on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. Hiddenkillers.substack.com. That's where you can access all of our reporting a day before we put it out publicly. You can interact directly with me here in the studio. It's a more tight-knit community than just everything out there in the ether. Of course, you can comment on YouTube. We love that. That's wonderful. But if you want kind of a more direct way to communicate with our community, please do check out our Substack. Be sure to press subscribe wherever it is you're listening to our podcast, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, whatever, YouTube, please hit subscribe. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you got a couple seconds and you find our reporting valuable, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It takes a couple seconds. You'd be amazed at how much those reviews help us grow and help other folks find us. So if you got a couple seconds and you're finding this valuable and worth your time, please do leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I do greatly appreciate that. Thank you in advance. Until next time, I can't wait to get your thoughts. My name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, wait.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie mayo.
It's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it in the grocery store before.
And if you've ever just walked past it, some people would say that's a huge mistake.
Because this mayo is different.
Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, and almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything.
Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers. Some fans even swear by dipping pizza crust in it.
And once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Never tried it? Grab the bottle with the red cap next time you're at the store.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.